السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسولہ الکریم، اما بعد. قال اللہ تعالی، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ان اللہ یأمر بالعدل والاحسان وایتاء ذی القربى وینہا عن الفحشاء والمنکر والبغی یعظکم لعلکم تذکرون، صدق اللہ العظیم. We are discussing this verse of the Quran Sharif, and I explain in detail the first part in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala orders, Inna Allah Ya'muru bil Adl. Allah Ta'ala orders that you be just, equitable, fair. There must be no injustice done of any kind. There must be a'tidal in everything that you do. There must be a balance. The wide meaning is that there must be a balance in every aspect of your life. There must be no extremism. There must be no such thing as extreme right or extreme left. There must be a complete balance in everything. In Shariat, all the teachings of Shariat, there's harmony, there's a balance. Nevertheless, the time is too limited to go into details, so we go on to the next part. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. For those who came into the i'tikaf, we were discussing this verse of the Quran Sharif, which you listen to at the end of the second khutbah every Jummah. Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz Rahmatullah Ali, he included it in the second khutbah, and since that time we listen to it because it has got very deep, wide, vast meaning, comprehensive meaning. I explained some incidents in the time of Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that just the revelation of this verse upon him, he recited it to the people and whole clans accepted Islam. So many people entered the fold of Islam just by listening to this verse. So, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. Ihsan means to do good, to make good. Just as Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala desires that there should be the sifat of adal in a person's life, that there must be a balance, there must be justice, there must be equity. In the same way, Allah Ta'ala wants that there must be ihsan, the sifat of ihsan in the person's life. In everything, again, all ibadat that the person is doing, there must be ihsan to beautify that ibadat. Another meaning is to beautify it. That means when the person is making namaz, there must be that beauty of that namaz, that he must make the namaz fulfilling the rites of that namaz. The faraiz, the wajibat, the sunnats, the mustahabbat. So that namaz must be beautified. There must be sifat of ihsan in that namaz. Namaz ko haseen kar dena. In the same way, in the iman of that person, there must be that beauty. The person's iman also, there must be that sifat of ihsan in it. So much so that even if a person is slaughtering an animal, there must be sifat of ihsan there, that the person must slaughter that animal also in such a way that if a person has to look at that cut on the neck, it is not such that it creates a kind of disgust in a person's heart. There must be beauty there too, that the knife must be sharp. The person must know how to slaughter the animal, then he must slaughter, taking the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It must be not like what we do on Eid day, that just because we bought the animal in the name of some child of ours, now the child does not even know how to hold a plastic knife, and we say, now come hold this knife and you slaughter. Or some women folk who haven't slaughtered one small chicken in their lives, and they too suddenly get the josh of slaughtering animals, and then those animals begin to suffer. So there must be beauty in that too. It mustn't make that animal suffer. Whichever angle you look at Sharia, there's nothing in it but beauty. In everything there is beauty. That is why Maulana Abrar Rul Haq Sahab Damat Barakatuhum, he says that in every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it is ashal, ajmal and akmal. Every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, every teaching of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you see it is ashal, ajmal, akmal. Ashal means very easy. Ajmal means there's beauty in it. And akmal means there's perfection in it. Now if you just have to discuss that, it requires hours, that every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we can prove that it is ashal, ajmal, akmal. Now, how many people can afford toothbrushes? In these days of unemployment and poverty, and when people haven't got half a slice of bread to eat in many, many areas, thousands of them, we must not just look at ourselves, we must look at the world in general. Now, at that time, a person would have said, now what must those people do? Their mouths, how do they keep them fresh and clean? Because they do not have the money that, to buy toothpaste and toothbrush. Now look at the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the miswak. Now you just take a walk in any area, you'll find so many trees there, and there are twigs there, there are different kinds of miswaks that were used in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and even after that in many other places, different kinds of miswaks. But something very easy to obtain. So you can see it is ashal. Then there's ajmal, how you use that miswak. There's beauty in that. It's perfect also because it has got certain chemicals, it has got certain ingredients, or it has got certain properties in it. The sticks, the different sticks have got different properties, and that cleans your mouth, freshens the mouth, kills the germs. There are different things that people have written after doing research on the miswak. So simple, ashal, ajmal, akmal. The same thing when you look at for about clothes. There is no such thing as great formality. The person must have this type of suit and shirt and tie. And in some places in extremely hot weather, where they have got the noose around their necks, throttling themselves. Why? Because we must look dignified in those areas, conferences and conventions and meetings. So Shariat is simple, that keep your clothes clean, neat, but simple clothes to obtain. Everything, to look at it, the method of eating also. Now, how many people are going to afford dining tables and chairs and then small, small huts and small, small shacks? Which area is he going to keep that big table and chairs? There are five people sometime in that small place. But you put a dastarkhan and all sit down, 10 people can sit down in the place of 20. I mean, there are 10 people can sit in that place which normally just 3 or 4 would have said. So everything is ajmal, ashal, akmal. But that is a different subject. I was talking about sifat of ihsan. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also, when he was questioned about what is ihsan by Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, then Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wasalam said that what is ihsan? He asked Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, came in a disguised form, and then he asked a lot of questions about Iman, about Islam, about Qiyamah and the signs of Qiyamah, etc. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was giving replies. So when he was questioned what is Ihsan, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, "An ta'bud Allah ka annaka tara," that you worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in such a manner as if you are seeing Allah ta'ala. Ka annaka tara, as if you are seeing Allah ta'ala, as if you actually see Him with your eyes. Of course, Allah Ta'ala does not have any body, any figure, any form. But how a person, when he is seeing something, then there is a difference. In the same way, it is as if you are seeing, and you are seeing Allah Ta'ala in His Qudrat. All around you can see the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَى فَإِلَّمْ تَكُنْ تَرَى فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. For if you cannot see Him, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is seeing you. So that much every person can have in his mind, that Allah Ta'ala is watching me. Whatever ibadat he is, whatever he is engaged in, zikr, tilawat, namaz, charities, whatever he is doing, any form of ibadat, he knows that Allah Ta'ala is watching. So now he is going to do it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, because he knows he is before Allah. And this person, when he is going to get this sifat of ihsan in his ibadat, in all his worship, in his namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, in everything, when he's going to get that sifat of ihsan, that my Allah is watching me. If I don't see Him, then He is at least seeing me. So then this will develop in him that consciousness, that now in all his other activities also he will believe my Allah is watching me. So this person cannot steal after that. He's not going to commit adultery because he knows my Allah is watching me. He's not going to go to the casino because he knows my Allah is watching me. He's not going to watch some porn, filthy movie in the privacy of his room because, or some hotel room, because he knows my Allah is watching me even if I've got the curtains drawn and the door is locked. There's a big lock on the door. Then to my Allah is watching me. Where can you hide from Allah's sight? So once you get the sifat of ihsan, then in every aspect of life, the person is conscious that my Allah is watching me. So how can I do something that is displeasing to him when he has the power to punish me and he has the power to take away those ni'mats and gifts which he has blessed me with. Jo karta hai tu chupke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasama se. This is an antibiotic for those people who say we get tempted all the time. When you get tempted, where do you commit the sins? In privacy. Or when you think that nobody is watching. So at that time the person says, Jo karta hai tu chupke ahle jahan se, when you hide and commit your sins from the people of the world, then remember, koi dekhta hai mujhe aasama se, somebody is watching me from the heavens. Inshallah, we'll continue. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه.